with an opening prayer. I'm going to put some lovely music in the background to listen to whilst we do this prayer. So tonight's prayer is an adaptation of a prayer that is being used at the moment by the London Spiritualist Church. And it was a prayer particularly written for these trying times that we're going through in regards to the pandemic. So if you'd like to close your eyes, please, and just take a few deep breaths. Divine source of all love and light, we come to you in our weakness. We come to you in our fear. We come to you with trust and with open hearts. We place before you the disease present in our world. We place before you our worries and concerns. And as our ancestors before us, we turn to you in our time of need. Bring wisdom and strength to the doctors and nurses. Give understanding to scientists and politicians. Endow caregivers and key workers with stamina, compassion, and generosity. Bring healing to those who are ill. Protect those who are at most risk. Give comfort to those who have lost a loved one. Bring us the assurity of your presence and your love. And welcome all those who have died into your arms, back home to the realm of spirit. Stabilize our communities. Unite us in compassion. Remove all fear from our hearts and fill us with the confidence of your care. For the greater good of all, and in accordance with your divine will and the will of our higher selves, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, if you want to take a few breaths then, please, and open your eyes. Now, this evening's meditation is a self-healing meditation, but it's done in the form of a self-blessing. Blessings are really powerful acts of conveying positive energy upon another person, upon a place, upon a situation, or an object. And we can also place blessings upon ourselves. Back in the ancient day, it wasn't just priests who were considered to have the power to give a blessing. Spiritual people within the community were also considered to have the gift, and also lay people would sometimes perform blessings on each other, on their children, on their crops, on the animals. And it is something which is part of our divine inheritance, something which is part of our divine power. So when we do this little meditation, you can absolutely perform the blessing for yourself. You can imagine that you're performing it for someone who you know who is in need. You can hold in mind a specific thing that you would like a blessing for, or you can just be open to receive whatever type of blessing the divine sees that you are in need of at this moment in time. The blessing is going to pass on to us, fall upon us from the soul, and it can be used to help us find healing, find courage, find energy, manifest our destiny, our life path and purpose, bring to us positivity and abundance. It's taken from a spell which was created by the most wonderful American witch and poet, a man who is no longer with us, who was called Robin Skelton, who wrote a variety of books, which really influenced me in my early years. Witchcraft Today, I think, was one of them, The Witch's Book of Ghosts and Exorcism, and Spellcraft. And this book is taken from Witchcraft Today. But I've fiddled about with it a bit to make it a little bit less Wiccan and a little bit more universal. There are a few hand movements, but I will instruct you to do them when we get to them. So all you have to do is really close your eyes, focus on my description, and follow the guidance as it comes. So I'm going to put some lovely music on. If you want to get yourselves sorted, have a good shuffle around, take a few breaths, make sure that you are nice and comfortable and warm. What music did I say we were going to use? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oop, there we go. Okay. Okay, so close your eyes. Arrange yourself so that you are as comfortable as you can be. Just make sure there's no stress or tension in your shoulders. Give them a good wiggle, a little roll. No tension or stress in your hands or feet. Just lay the hands nice and comfortable on your lap, and either feet flat on the floor, or if you want to fold them up around yourself, of course, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Make sure that your lower back has good support, and make sure that the chair is taking your full weight. So, focus on the sound of my voice. Take a few deep breaths in and out. And I want you to begin by allowing your consciousness, your awareness, to begin to float upwards from your heart center. To imagine it is a glow of pale, brilliant, bright awareness floating upwards on a strand of energy, a ribbon of light that flows through the center of your being, up from the heart into the throat, up from the throat into the brow, up from the brow into the crown chakra, and then floating higher, further still, into the soul star center above the crown, which you can visualize as a multifaceted diamond. And then up higher still, into the stellar gateway chakra, which looks like a brilliant nebula cloud of slow-moving stars in space. As your consciousness reaches this point, the stellar gateway opens and begins to pour forth a powerful beam of white light, a spotlight of celestial energy created by your soul just for you, that falls down upon you, covering you, enfolding you in its beam. A spotlight of energy that flows into your body and being and pools at your feet on the floor around you into a perfect circle of luminescence. Bring your attention to this circle of light around your feet and acknowledge it as a sacred space of protection, empowerment, and blessing. Now I'm going to ask you to repeat some phrases after me in a moment. And as you do so, I want you to imagine as if you are speaking with the voice of your own soul, as if the blessing that you are going to affirm is coming from this divine, powerful part of your being. And I want you as well to bring your hands and place them either side of your face as if you were holding a helmet on top of your head. I want you to say these words after me. For you, through the power of the soul, a helmet of light. For you, through the power of the soul, strength in the mind, and sweetness and calm and rest, and strength that is growing, strength to strength. Strength to strength. Strength to strength. Now I want you to place your hands over your heart, please. And I want you to say, for you, through the power of the soul, a shield of light. For you, through the power of the soul, strength in the heart, and sweetness, and calm and rest, and strength that is growing, strength to strength, strength to strength. Strength to strength. And now I want you to bring your hands down and rest them on your lap, palms facing upwards, facing the ceiling. And I want you to say, for you, through the power of the soul, a cloak of light. For you, through the power of the soul, strength in the body, and sweetness, and calm, and rest, and strength that is growing, strength to strength. Strength to strength. Strength to strength. And now bring your awareness back to that circle of light that surrounds your feet, that beam of light that holds you in its body. And I want you to say, for I stand in circles of light, that no darkness may cross. Circles of light that no darkness may cross. Circles of light that no darkness may cross. Now sit in this blessing, sit in this embrace, in this love, and listen to the words of spirit offered through this channeling for you. It is commonplace and understandable for you at times to think of yourself as small and powerless. But the truth is that within you there is a core of light that is eternal and infinite. A core of light that was once part of the divine. A core of light that will be part of the divine again. It is that part of your spirit which has always been. It is that part of your spirit that will always be. It is the part of you that is a miracle, and that can convey the blessing of miracles on others. It is that part of you that is the gift given by the divine to the world in order to brighten it with your light and aid the divine in the unfoldment of its plan. This part of you is mighty, and it is joined and connected to all those other spirits and souls that exist, joined and connected to the greatest soul of all, the divine source, the mother and father of all life and light. When you center your awareness on this power, on this center, on this core, you accentuate your alignment and awareness of it. You lean back into this connection, into this whole, and remember who and what you are. And so in times of darkness, focus on the light within. And rather than being swallowed by the shadows of your fears and doubts, or the shadows of the fear of the projections of others around you, become a shining star that offers light to both your life and the lives of others, and steers and guides those lost and in fear through the darkness, as the stars have always guided mankind on earth. Remind yourself of your infinite power and be the blessing that you were always meant to be to the world. Remember then who you are. Gift, and remember to share that gift with all. Take a few breaths then, please, in and out, leaving the light, the helmet, the cloak, the shield in place, letting the power of the blessing that has come from your soul remain around you. But slide your attention away from it now and back into the room, back to the sound of my voice, back to this here and this now. Breathe in and out a little deeper. Breathe down through your legs and feet deep, rich red roots of energy, deep and wide into the earth, like the roots of a tree to help you ground. Breathe a little energy into the solar plexus and sacral centers in order to center yourself back into your body, back into this moment. If you feel the need to protect yourself in your usual way, then do so, and slowly and gently, when you are ready, open your eyes and return. Now, this blessing can be performed by you for another person by repeating the steps in the meditation with the client either sat before you and your hands gently rested upon their shoulders, or with you holding the person in mind as you speak the blessing. And the blessing is coming from your soul, but it's also coming from their soul too. So it's important to see that when you say the blessing for someone, you are kind of activating a blessing that is descending or emerging from their own soul's energy, as much as you are shining the light of your own soul upon them too. And you can do this if someone were about to take a long journey, if someone were about to navigate a particularly tricky element of their life. You can do this if somebody is about to get married. You can do it for somebody on their birthday. You can do it for someone who has lost someone or who is going through a healing crisis. It's just such a beautiful and powerful thing to do. I've used it a lot in the past. I've found that it has great success for people who are struggling to sleep, for instance, as a very practical application of it. And I think it just helps remind us of our power and of what we can do when we feel that there's nothing that we can do. We can always offer a blessing, and you might be surprised at just what a remarkable difference that can make. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording.